Okay, y'all, we'll go ahead and get rolling here. The driver of the number 17 RFK Racing Ford Mustang Dark Horse, Chris Buescher. If you have a question for Chris, please raise your hand. We'll get a microphone to you. We'll start with Eddie up here in the front, then we'll go to Steve and then make our way back.
Hey, Chris, Eddie Kalegi, Motorsports Today. Hard to believe, it's not coming through. Hard to believe 10 years since you got that first career win here, albeit under some kind of unique circumstances in that race, but what are the memories that this place kind of conjures up coming back, looking back at that first win?
Yeah, it's, it is. We're doing the track walk this morning, and Ryan, BK, and myself, and I'm not going to lie, we rode scooters, so we cheated, but we're riding down the back stretch and kind of talking about, you know, the weather for tomorrow and what, you know, what may or may not be coming through, and we started joking about the fog, and I was like, yeah, it always sounds fine to say bring it on, and it worked out last time, but I very vividly remember having an ARCA race here get fogged out as we were passing for the lead down the short chute, and yellow came out. It was ARCA race. I think we're racing Tim George Jr., and yellow came out, fog rolled in, got canceled, we got put back to P2, right? And I remember, I guess for it was 4 or 5 years, I was really upset about that. And then 2016 rolled around, and suddenly I was okay with swapping that win out. So, yeah, I guess everyone remembers the fog giving. I remember it taking away as well. So, you know, that was certainly a big moment for that rookie season of ours and for everybody at Front Row Motorsports and, you know, to be able to put us into the chase, you know, for the given format back then was big for that rookie season. So, I always have those fond memories. I still remember as soon as McMurray pitted in front of us, we went down the backstretch here the next lap, and they came over the radio and said, "Hey, it's gotten really foggy. I don't know if we can see you real well. How's your vision back there?" And it didn't click right away, and I keyed up, said, "Oh no, it's fine, I'm good." And as soon as I let go of the button, I realized that was the exact wrong answer. And the next lap, they asked me again. They said, "Hey, I'm telling you, it's foggy." And I was like, "Yeah, it sure is. I can't see much. I'm sure it's just feeling dangerous up there, right?" So, it was a good day. We were very close on fuel. We ran a ton of laps under caution, right? Because it wasn't the fog on the radar. It was the tornadoes heading in. And I remember walking out of here once we got done with everything post-race, trying to get back to the hauler, and the garage was flooded, like halfway up my shins flooded, trying to get back to the hauler across. So it was definitely not going back green. But, big weekend for us, and glad to be back in Pocono. This is actually we've been really fast here the last couple of times as well. Last year was really solid, so I've been looking forward to this one for a lot of weeks at this point, and not because we've gotten that win here, but because this has become a really, really competitive racetrack for us as well.
We'll go to Steve next, then we'll go in front of him with Tim, and then behind with Zach.
From Motor Racing Network, we have new timing lines on pit road. At this point, how aware are you of it, and can you kind of walk through the process of when you do your pit selection and what all goes in to the driver's study of timing lines at a place like this?
Yeah, so I wasn't aware until our Wednesday meeting this week, and it came up in our internal discussions, and it also came up that we're actually allowed to run pit road in practice, which we typically cannot. So we do have the ability to run it and kind of in timing we'll be live, so we'll be able to get a read on it. So really, it doesn't change anything from behind the wheel of where I'm at right now. When we run it and figure out if for some reason there is any zone that you feel like you can find an advantage, you will certainly put that into the notebook. You're still going to heavily favor openings on pit road, whether it's an opening out or in. The timing lines being adjusted. I think it was BK that cheated it so bad many years ago that about double the amount of timing lines we had at most every racetrack. And when he did that, they basically took away most of the advantages anywhere we went. And there's a handful that is still there. That being said, with the changes, we will reevaluate now that we've been here and, like I said, did our little track scootering to look at what timing lines we think are being used. But to be honest with you, rolling down pit road, it wasn't clear what has changed or which ones are active. So it'll be after practice before we really dive into it. But I'd imagine they're not going to backtrack it and make it to where you have these huge advantages in any one stall, right? We've pretty much gotten away from that in recent years.
Go ahead, Tim.
Tim Kettle, Fatmob Motor Racing Network. Chris, as a former winner here, what are the challenges of racing here at Pocono?
Brake usage is on my mind after Nashville, and this is a track where we've seen failures. It is a very heavy braking event into turn one, and then it just gets steadily less as you go around the racetrack, and I've heard some very smart people talk about it in the last couple of weeks that it's not simply the heat, it's the heating and cooling cycles that you get constantly. These long straightaways, you get a lot of cooling. So aware of that and trying to make sure you're not abusive when you don't have to be. A ton of shifting here. Fuel savings will come into play, so you'll do everything you can to stop shifting in some of the corners that you can get away with it. The tunnel bumps are always the first thing that come to mind here, though. How aggressive can you be across there and have the car feel like it's underneath you? The ARCA cars went through there yesterday, and they looked pretty brutal. But it's the front of the car that bounces in those. And I'm not going to lie, from the driver's seat, that's a lot more comfortable when the front bounces a little bit and you feel like you can kind of control it. When the cup cars go across there, it's the back of the car that steps out so abruptly. And you got to be a little bit more prepared for it. So, we've been very strong through there. And I'm not overly worried about it, but we will be paying attention to that for practice to make sure we have a car that gets across the bumps, nailed down on the yellow line, and then able to run up there a car width or so as well, which they get better as you go up. But, we're definitely going to be paying attention to that.
Stay in the back with Zach next.
Zach Sterniello, NASCAR.com. Chris, I know we've talked about it quite a bit the last couple of weeks, but how do you assess Ford's performance recently over the last month and a half? And is there anything that can be learned from last week at Michigan that will help or apply to this week at Pocono?
We're unfortunately, our RFK circle, we've had a pretty brutal month. So we're probably not the ones to ask to evaluate what it's been like. We've had some rough luck. We've had some incidents, brake rotor failure at Nashville. From our side, we had a brake rotor go through the 60 car at Nashville from somebody else. Not us, I want to point out. It wasn't our doing. Michigan, we had fast race cars, and it was just, we've never had to work so hard to run ninth at Michigan. So, that was largely due to several instances throughout the race that resulted in having to tape up the nose. So again, not the best read on the day and where we stacked up. I certainly look back at practice and even qualifying in the race at times. I feel like we had the ability to run top five, fifth to seventh. That was kind of what we were capable of there. And I guess good and bad, that's kind of where we found ourselves at a lot of the mile and a halves. We're close, but we have to keep pushing. So we have some work to do, and we're aware of that. But we're certainly in the ballpark, and we feel like we got good handling race cars at RFK, and we're working steadily to figure out how to get these Mustangs into victory lane. We're just not quite there at that last step yet.
You mentioned as well how much you've been looking to coming back, how much you've been looking forward to coming back here. Can the notes from years past still apply and produce top five speed this weekend?
For sure. I think that Not much changes coming in, a little bit of tweaks on tires, aero stuff's, you know, the same. Yes, we're going to be good. I'm excited to get rolling off. We did dig ourselves out of a hole last week with that finish position and got back into group two for practice and qualifying, which is big, especially when qualifying keeps getting threatened by rain. But for practice as well, that puts us into that that better practice group and will give us a better read. It also puts you in a better qualifying spot as we head out later. It's going to translate last year's stuff. We're not sitting still. You know, we didn't just copy paste, but it is very largely based around what we had here last year and what was so fast for us. Very narrowly missed the pole here last year. We had a very fast lap in the race and ran up front all day. Again, it's the detail work that you got to get right. These races are so hard to win, and they're supposed to be. But to really get those good days and turn them into great days, it's down to the detail work, and we're going to keep working on that.
Any other questions for Chris today? We'll take Dustin and then right behind him to the right.
Dustin Lovino, JSC. Chris, kind of off Zach's first questions, but you mentioned like it's not performance-based, but how concerning have the finishes been company-wide the last few weeks?
It's not been fun. it has not been the Monday mornings that we've been able to have post-race meetings for the majority of the season. And it's not something that we're blowing anything up and panicking over, right? That, it's very largely based on just being involved in stuff that isn't our doing. Some of it is. Some of it's just, a little miss here or there, but nothing major. It's not like we're showing the racetrack and we just have no speed and we're just struggling all day long. We just have these things keep sneaking up on us and maybe sneaking up's not the right term, but yeah, we're not finishing out the race as good as we should or not showing that the true potential of our race cars across our entire organization. And, we've talked about it so much through my entire career that, pride ourselves on being able to maximize our days, and if we have a race car capable of running 10th, we're going to do what we can to figure out how to run 8th with it, right? And not crash trying to go to be a hero in P3 and some outside chance, but we're not even doing that. That's not been our problem. It's just been getting caught up in stuff. So, we've spotted a lot of points to a lot of different teams right now, and we have to get that back on the up and up and coming to the racetrack and being fast and figuring out how to put wins on the board. That'll fix all those things real quick. And we're not missing speed in the sense that we feel like we are just purely hunting. We're still working on the fine tuning of things to go from fifth place speed to being able to hunt for wins.
Here in the back.
Seth Woolcock, In Between Media. Chris, we have a new right side tire this weekend. Whether it's the feel from inside the car or strategy, do you expect that to impact the race at all this year?
I don't have a good answer for you yet. We don't believe it to be a massive change. We've had a lot of little tweaks through the year on the tire front that we've showed the racetracks, and they've changed the balance a little bit to seems like mostly to the freer side. Nothing crazy. Doesn't seem like we've had any major shifts from a durability or wear side of things. So no, I don't predict it to be anything major for today. But I've certainly been made to look like an idiot very quickly after having some of those comments at times. So I'll have a better answer for you after qualifying and we get through today. But I'd say that I wouldn't plan on it being a massive shift from last year's race on that front.
All righty, y'all. If there are no further questions then. Chris, appreciate you coming in today, and good luck this weekend.
Appreciate it, everyone.